Hey, good afternoon. David?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good, Matt. We've been playing funk the past couple of days here.
I know. I would call you, and I think that you would call back, and then one of the agents would be like, hey, somebody's on the phone. I look, I'm like, oh, it's David. And then, you know, they said to call back, and I call back, and I'm like, oh, man. But how you been?
Yeah. Been good, man.
Good, good. Okay, awesome. All right, so let me pull up your, sorry, let me just pull up your account here. All right, so you're with A&D Property Transformations, right?
Yes.
Okay, and let me see if I have my notes. Okay, so from the last time that we spoke, I think you were thinking about it, right?
Yep. I was really busy in the middle of something. I said I'd have to get you a call back on it. And
that's what it was.
By the time I gave you a call back on it, I think you were busy at the time. And
yeah.
I was saying if you filled the spot yet or?
So that's a great question. I have to check right now just because usually what happens is, yeah, I mean, like, you know, we'll get calls in and, you know, obviously, like I mentioned to you before, my job is to basically close the position. So let me look at Willow Spring, North Carolina. And so what, just so I can check the listing, when it comes to your company, what do you guys do exactly? Because I have the property transformation. I have the name of your company.
Junk removal and commercial maintenance.
Junk removal. So let's look up that keyword here for us.
Yeah.
All right. And maintenance, you said, right?
Yep.
So the position, from what I see, is still open specifically in your area. I just signed up a couple of people that were doing junk removal, but not in your state. I was trying to remember. I'm like, man, I think we filled it. And I was looking at my previous call logs, and they're actually from different states. So that's fine. So our promise is, if you remember, our promise is we can only work with one company in one area that does what you do. So, you know, anybody that does junk removal within a 50-mile radius of Willow Springs can't work with them. So it looks like if you are interested in the position, we can do it for sure. Yeah.
Okay, and that would advertise in a 50-mile radius, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we can go up to 50. So you have it as 30. If you want to keep it at 30, that's fine. But if you want to stretch your legs a little bit, you can do 50.
Yeah, let me try to look up 50 from where I'm.
Go ahead.
50
yep.
Might be a little far out for us.
Oh, that's okay. So we could start at 30. Or you can check now, you know, whatever. But we can start at 30, and then we can move it right to 50 if you ever wanted to kind of bump up those numbers a little bit.
Let's look at 30.
30 is fine. Okay. And the pricing, we had you on a discount before. Do you remember the pricing that David gave you? Was it the $249?
I think it was around 2-something, yes.
Okay. Let me just double check, make sure I can still get you on that plan. All right. Oh, quiet, Siri. Okay. It was $249. I'm going to see if that discount is still available here for us, so just bear with me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. It's not available, but let me reach out to my director, because I know we were playing phone tag a little bit, so just bear with me one moment. All right, let's go back. All right, he's helping us out. He's going to apply this here for us, so just bear with me.
Okay.
And while he's doing that, I just want to clarify. So, do you have any questions about, you know, I know we talked a lot before. I know we went through the gauntlet a little bit there, and I want to make sure that you understand what we're doing today as well. So I could reiterate everything for you. So, like, did you come up with any questions or any concerns or anything like that, or are you just ready to do it now?
I'm not ready to do it, but let's go over it one more time. That way we're both on the exact same page.
Yep. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I just didn't want to reiterate anything that you didn't want to hear. So what we can do is right now, so when I look at, hang on, searching in Yahoo, a search in Google. All right. So what we're offering is your first page placement on Google, right? So you already have a Google business profile, A&D transformation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you have a listed as LLC. So if somebody's typing in, you know, anything that has to do with junk removal, so, you know, whatever, or contract work that you do, whenever they type that in and they put near me, you're going to be listed on the first page of Google. You can do that up to 15 different keywords. So once you're listed on there, basically it's, you don't have to pay per lead. It's basically the client's job to go onto Google, do their research, take a look at your company, yada, yada. They give you a call. The good thing about it is that when they call you, they already did their research. So they're like calling you specifically because they want junk removal to be done, right? And they're kind of hoping that you answer the phone. It looks like you have a website, or did you need a website too? Because that was included.
We had one. I think Townsquare made us one.
Ah, Townsquare. I remember now. Yes. Okay.
I think they're the ones that actually made it. I'm not sure if it's even active. I'm computer illiterate. I'm used to it. If I can get some money on the phone, I can fill a job. So
right.
I've never had that much trouble having trouble getting work. But our junk removal side, it's slowed down in the past 2 months. It's slowed down a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it may have slowed down, but I'm doing some calculations here, so. There's about 1,100 searches that was done in the last 30 days for junk removal within that 30 to 35 mile radius. So you got some work in your backyard for sure. We just gotta reach out to them, basically. Okay. Well, I mean, it's included. So we can actually, if you don't mind, we can actually build a website for you. So we'll build it, manage it, maintain it for you. We'll do all the edits and updates for you as well. You got to provide little things like, you know, you want to, like what you want on the website, if there's something specific, or, you know, I'm sure you got a lot of pictures and videos of jobs that you've done before in the past and things like that. So you can provide that to them. And then the next thing that we can do for you as well that's included was your Facebook advertisements. So we'll get you on Facebook, and we'll do paid advertisements, which is included in the $249. And what that does is that anybody that's searching for some type of junk removal, you know, they're going to get hit with those advertisements right on their personal Facebook page. So as they're scrolling, it gives you another opportunity to, one, have some brand awareness, right? The more times people see your business, the better that's going to be. That's number one, especially within your own city. And number two, it gives you more crack at the closing ability. So, you know, the more times that they see you, the more opportunity you have for them to click on it, to give you a call, and for them to choose your company. So those are basically the three things that we offered you last time. And, yeah, my manager just approved the $249. So, yeah, we'll lock you back in at the $249.
Okay. And you said that includes the number one on Google, a website,
mm-hmm.
built and maintaining, and Facebook.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah. You want to get us started?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. A few things here. Obviously, want to make sure that we have everything spelled correctly. So your first name is it just David? David.
Yep.
All right, and then go ahead and spell your last name for me.
Thomason.
Okay, so that makes sense. I put a P, but it's Thomas.
Yeah, everybody does. Yeah, it's
yeah, yeah. Thomas. Okay. Thomas, yeah. I'm like, as
you
spell it,
if I was Dave Thompson, I would have to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, so Thomason. Okay, and what's a good email address for you?
The letter A. The letter N,
mm-hmm.
the letter D,
mm-hmm.
and then it's property transformations at Gmail. I know it's long.
Transformation, singular?
No, transformations, yeah.
Okay, so A and D, property. Transformation mm-hmm. at gmail.com? Is that
Let me
right?
Check.
Yeah.
Let me check if it's got an S on the end or not.
Actually, I thought I saw it on here. Let me see.
I think it does got an S at the end.
Yeah, because we'll send you some stuff via email.
Yeah, like I said, I'm computer illiterate.
Yeah, that's okay. Take your time. Most people are. Whenever you're good in a trade, I found it here, I think.
It's transformations with an S.
Yeah.
I-O-N-S. Yeah.
Okay, so let me update that. All right. Okay, and the phone number that you want on Google, is it this one, the 919-285-8144?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys are North Carolina, so that's Eastern Standard Time. All right, so when it comes to the business address, we'll put one on there for you. If it's your home address, then we'll hide it on Google. If it's an actual location, then we'll obviously show it. So do you have, like, a business address, or is it throughout the house?
Well, we have both. I also have a shop. I can give you the shop address.
Okay, yeah, that works. As long as you want that to be public on Google. Is that okay?
Does it help or not really?
It's just that, so an example is, if it's your home, which many people do, you will put it on there, but we'll hide it so nobody's just showing up to your house. If it's an actual shop, if you don't mind people just kind of like coming in there and checking out your property and say, hey, I'm interested in A, B, and C, then we can like visually show it on Google. You know what I mean? If it's on Google, some people might show up to your house, like to your shop.
Nah, let's just hide it.
Okay, let's do that. So then what would be the address and we'll hide it?
South NC 55 Highway, Willow Springs, North Carolina 27592.
Okay. 27592.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, perfect. And that domain name for your website, I found it. It's actually adpropertytransformations.com. It looks like it was maybe it was through Yelp. It looks like they might have shut it down. Do you own that domain name, or do you want a new one?
I have no idea. I mean, if you have to buy them, I'm pretty sure whoever I had do it had me buy it. I don't know if it's mine or theirs, though.
Got it. Okay. We'll create a new one for you if you wanted to. Sometimes people are like, oh, no, I bought that. That's mine. I want to use it. And if that's the case, no problem. But if you don't remember, that's okay, too. We can create and get another one for you then.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's perfectly fine. All right. Let me go through a couple of questions here, make sure that Google is going to be accurate. As far as authorized users on this account, obviously it's yourself, but do you have like somebody else that you want just to give us a call if they can act on behalf of yourself, or is it just you?
No, I would have done it just me. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do you. All right. And then what are the exact services that you're going to offer so we can put those keywords in?
Okay. So there will be junk removal, mm-hmm. handyman, mm-hmm. Commercial maintenance,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know really what other ones to add. I mean, I pretty much have it all covered with those.
Okay. It's whatever you can do. So like, you know, some people, as an example, you don't have to do this now if you want to think about it later. We're going to schedule some time to meet with the team. We'll go over that in just a minute here. But, you know, handyman, does that mean that do you do like kitchen cabinets? Do you do islands in the kitchen? Do you do bathroom remodeling? Do you do electrical work? You know what I mean? So, like, those are some things specifically that people are maybe typing in to find your business. So we'll cover it with the junk removal, handyman, commercial maintenance. And then if you start thinking of some things, just let us know. We'll add those in there for you. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I get some, to probably just evening, and I'll sit down and actually go over everything and write them all down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. All right. Now, speaking of going over everything, so it's a 30-minute interview with our team, so you're going to have your own account manager team, and that usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes phone call, depending on how many questions you got. So what will be a good time? Do you want to do it, like maybe tomorrow? We have
what
anywhere.
What time do y'all stop working?
So we're basically wrapping up around at 6 p.m. your time.
Okay.
You want to do tomorrow 6 p.m.? What's the latest?
Tomorrow is what, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Can we do today 6 p.m.?
I
don't have no time.
It's booked today. I can reach out really quick to see. Hang on, let me see. Let me reach out to our interview team.
If not, if we could do tomorrow morning early, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm waiting on a response. So let's look at tomorrow. We can do 10 a.m. That's the earliest. That work?
Nothing earlier than that.
So we're in California, so we start at 7 a.m. It's just,
I got you.
It would be 10 a.m. your time. You know what I mean? So we do start pretty early, but it's just, so anywhere between 10 and 3, basically. I'm sorry, 10 and 6 is your time. It's a phone call, so if you have to reschedule, we can reschedule. Yeah. That's no problem, but, you know, obviously we want to find a time.
Yeah. Tomorrow, if we can't do this evening, I could probably do around 4 tomorrow.
For your time, so that's...
Yes.
1 o'clock our time.
So you're saying almost only take 30 minutes, right?
Yeah, 30, 45 minutes. Sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it's longer. It just depends on the purpose. Person. Sometimes they ask a lot of questions and they want a lot of things done, so it takes a little bit longer. But yeah, about 30 minutes you're looking at. So you want to do tomorrow, 4 p.m. your time?
Yes, we can do that.
All right. And I haven't said anything just yet, so if they respond to me saying we can squeeze you in today, I'll mark you in there for tomorrow, but I'm still double-checking to see if we can get you in there for 6 o'clock today. So if that does, I'll let you know, and if that's better, then we'll switch it to today.
Okay.
All right. All right, cool. So let me save that in there. Okay, and do you have access to that Google Business profile by any chance, the one that's on here? I know it's not much on here, but.
I mean, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, no problem. We'll figure that out. Are you currently licensed or insured, or both?
Insured.
Perfect. All right. And let me find your Facebook page here. Did you say you had one, or we're creating one for you? We're helping you create one, at least.
You're going to create one for us, I think.
Okay. So the only thing that we can't do is create it for you, but the team will let you know. They'll walk you through it. You just got to go in there and create a business profile. Once you create it, that's it. We'll take over from there.
Okay.
So I'll just let the team know that that's what we'll have to do. So give me a second here. Okay. You do need a website, so let's add the website. Now, when you go to a client's house, how do you take payment? Like, do you use, you know, cash or credit? Do you use check? Do you use, like,
we take cash, check, cards, we take Cash App, Venmo.
Perfect. Okay. Cash App. And you guys do financing or anything like that?
No, we don't.
Okay. So cash, credit, debit. You guys do check?
Yes.
Cash at Venmo?
Yes.
Anything else? About it?
That's it. Yep.
All right. So these features that I'm going to tell you, they're automatically included. So it's going to be totally up to you. If you say yes, it's free. If you say no, you just don't get it. We have a call tracking system where we can actually provide you with a business phone number and an app, and you can use that for your clients, if, you know, future tense. So, like, it's a good way to, like, track it. So, like, one, you know, you get your own business line, and then two, you can kind of see how many people are calling you, who's calling you, and things like that. So do you want us to set you up with one, or are you okay with just using the number that you have now?
I'm okay using the number that I have now.
Okay. And we are going to provide you with an app, and then we're going to provide you with a login as well. So that is because you're going to be on Google. Google has analytics. So you're going to be able to see month to month everything that we're doing for you, right? So you'll be able to see, you know how many people are clicking on your website, how many people are clicking on your Google Business Profile, where they're coming from, who they are, how often, the whole nine. So you'll have a good understanding as to where all that's going. And then we'll do a 30-mile radius from the zip code for 27592, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then last but not least, and then we'll get into closing the listing, which is your hours of operation. So what do you want us to put your hours of operation on Google for?
7 to 5.
All right. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that 7 days or Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
All right. And then nothing Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, right?
No.
Perfect. All right, so let's go ahead and submit that. All right. And okay, so when it comes to the billing, I have to read you off a voice verification, so I'll do that before charging anything. It'll be the $249, but I'll walk you through all that. It's better to use, because these are tax write-offs and one is coming up to closer to the end of the year. If you have a business card, it's typically the one we recommend using, but you can use anything. You can use a debit card or a credit card. So the card that you're going to use, is it the address? Is it the 7800 South NC 55 Highway, or is it different?
Yes.
Okay, it is that. Okay, perfect. All right, and is this going to be a Master Visa Discover type of card?
Visa.
Visa? All right, so whenever you are ready, we can go ahead with the card number, expiration, and then the 3 digits in the back.
Okay, and you said this is month-to-month, correct?
Yeah, it's month-to-month, no contract, cancel any time. So at any point you feel like we're not doing what we're supposed to do, there's no risk on your side. Yeah, you can cancel at any time. I'll give you all my information. Well, you called me, but I'll give you all my information, too, if you want to talk to me directly.
Okay. All right, you ready?
I am, yeah.
Okay, it is 4912-3908-908-2972.
All right. Okay, and expiration?
11/27.
Okay. 11/27. And 3 digits on the back.
It is 861.
All right, so we're going to do a security question here. So you get 3 questions. I'll explain to you what that is in a minute. But you get to choose either your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name, all right. And what is your answer, if you could spell that for me so I have it right?
Okay, it's S-A-N space M-I-G-E-L.
Okay, so S-A-N and then space and then M-I is in India and then E-E-L?
No, G-E-L.
G-E-L.
Yep.
Okay, got it. Yep, all right. All right, so the only people that know that are me and you so far and then our account manager team. So I'll explain to you what you're going to need that for just in case. But let me go back here. All right. Now, when it comes to processing the payment, we've got to make sure that, one, you're locked in at that 249 so it doesn't go up and doesn't go down. So I'm going to read you off of voice verification. It's for your protection and ours as well. And basically, if at any point, you know, you want me to repeat something or you want me to kind of slow down and say, hey, you know, what does that mean? Perfect. Just tell me. I have no problem reiterating it to you just to make sure that you have a firm understanding as to what we're doing today. Sounds good?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state your name. Please state the name of your business.
A&D Property Transformations.
All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
David Thomason, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. And now, as exciting as these things are, you know, in order to get the best results, we got to make sure that it's important that you're actively evolving your campaign. So, like, you know, we may be giving you a call and, you know, going over a couple of things with you. Now, because you're going to be on the first page of Google, you are going to get an increase of third-party callers, like vendors, that is going to be unrelated to Local Splash. So the reason that we provide our clients with a security question is because if at any point, you know, somebody's calling, quote-unquote, on behalf of, like, Local Splash or anything like that, we will not talk to you unless we verify you are who you are with your security question and answer, okay? If somebody can't do that, just hang up the phone with them, all right?
Okay.
Now, to be responsive, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, and the payment in the initial term and account setup will be today. That'd be 11/7 of 23 in the amount of only $249. Now, that is going to be reoccurring. So every month, it's very easy. On the 7th of every month, you're going to get the $249 payment, all right? So at any point, like I mentioned to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. I'll send you my number. Make sure that you have it. Actually, you already have it, but I'll make sure you have it just in case to prevent any charges or any services for your month moving forward. The only thing that we require is that you just contact us 3 days prior to your next billing cycle because it's automatic. But there's no penalty for canceling either then, okay? Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Now, you're going to get you're going to get a text message, probably like two of those, and you're going to get like two emails as well. So the text messages that you get, there's going to be some terms and conditions that I want you to read. It takes like 30 seconds if you want to wait until you see that, and let me know as soon as you got it. It should say like welcome to Local Splash or something like that.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Did you get it that time?
Yep.
All right. So if you look at it, it'll say localsplash.com/term/, and then it should say your phone number. If you click on that, read through it, and then all the way at the bottom, it should give you an option to sign. Once you sign it, it's going to take you you'll know you did it correctly because it'll take you to a login screen with your username and password. You don't need that right now. When you meet our team, they'll let you know when, like, how to log in, and because that's the portal you're going to see all your stuff on.
Okay.
So just let me know when that's completed there as well.
Okay, so don't worry about the login.
Nope. Yeah, I don't have to worry about the login right now. That's fine. They'll give you all that information. All right, so just to recap, so we got you on the Google advertisements, we got you on Facebook, and then we're going to go ahead and build that website for you. So just to give you an idea as to the time frame, they said that they are too booked up today at 3 o'clock. They're not going to do it, so we're just going to do it for tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I'll send you an email so you can meet the team. The next step after that, usually by day 5 to day 7, we're going to be taking care of building, we're going to get you hooked up with that login so you can see all your analytics, and we're going to get you on those 5 search engines, so Google, Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, things like that.
Okay.
Day 7 to day 14, we're going to already have your website built and up and running, so you'll also start doing Facebook advertisements within day 7 to 14, and then day 30 to day 45, you're going to be ranking on the first page of Google, and then our job every month after that is just to keep you on the first page, keep those calls coming in, make sure you're satisfied, and then at any point you want to stretch it to a 50-mile radius, just give us a call, let us know, and we'll keep the work coming to you then, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, like I said, hopefully this one will work. Like I said, I've tried a bunch of these different things, and they don't seem to pan out most of the time.
Yeah, you know, and it's like I always relate it to like a girlfriend, right? It's like, you know, sometimes you got to go through a couple girlfriends until you find the right one, and, you know, not all marketing is the same, and not all companies are the same. You know, we've been around for 18 years. You know, we've been doing this for a really long time, and the people that we have here, you know, they really do know what they're doing, and we're, in order for us to be successful, literally you have to be successful, right? So, like, our job is to make sure that this is going to work. You have my information. I'm going to make sure that you also have my email address, too. I know sometimes when you sign up with companies, they kind of just, like, toss you to the wayside, and, you know, the person you signed up with, you never hear from them again. I am not that. I've been doing this for 10 years. You know, I have clients that, you know, I still send, like, cards to. So I want to make sure that you know, David, that you can contact me. You can email me. I'll stay in contact with you, whatever the case may be. If you want to have a point of contact, that'd be me. I'm not the one doing the work. I could reach out to people if you do hit me up, but I want you to at least feel comfortable that, you know, at any point you can shoot me an email or you can call me, and then we'll be able to, you know, I'll definitely help you with any answers or anything that you need then, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. You're good for tomorrow then? You have anything for me? Any other questions or concerns?
Nope, that's it, bud.
Cool. It's exciting. What are you doing now? Are you done with work? Are you still working?
No, I just climbed up in the attic trying to trace the circuit down. That's one job that my guys couldn't figure out, so I gotta get back.
Oh, really?
Down here.
Gotta get the boss to go do it. Dang. Got it. Okay, cool. All right. Well, don't work too hard then, and hopefully you find it. You got my information, you got everything you need there. And then, you know, you got the scheduled call for tomorrow at 4 then, all right?
That'll work, man. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem, David. Congratulations, man. You have yourself a good one. Take care.
Oh, well.